Carlos Izcaray is conducting the World Youth Symphony Orchestra this Sunday at 8 p.m. in Interlaken's Kresge Auditorium. The concert will be broadcast live on Interlaken Public Radio, Classical IPR, and you can tune in and hear wonderful works. Maestro Izcaray is here today to chat with us about the repertoire on this week's concert. Thanks so much for making the time to be at the studio today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, and it's a real pleasure to come back to Interlaken after 2 years. I was here a couple of years ago and with YSO, and I'm just delighted to be back.
The John Adams piece begins the program?
That's right. This is the Foxtrot for orchestra, The Chairman Dances, which comes from the opera. So it's a symphonic suite that is derived from the opera by John Adams. What I really like about this piece is that you hear the rhythmic repetitive drive that you get from minimalist composers, but in the middle of it, you start also hearing the more luscious melodic interjections that he includes. This program is very much inspired by the thoughts of Asia. When I was programming this, this whole show, of course, is about President Nixon's visit to China and meeting Chairman Mao.
The East meets West theme that's carrying through the performances this summer.
It's an East meets West in every sense of the word with every single work that is being performed. La Mer by Debussy. Well, it's really groundbreaking from the orchestration point of view, just as a tone palette of what an orchestra can do. The tone description, it's basically, you can really, really hear the sea with this piece. And I'm very excited to bring it to the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. I remember here at Interlaken when I was a student, both in camp and also at the academy back in the 90s, that it was the first time that I got to play Debussy, and it was just an encounter with this whole new world of sound with the impressionistic music. I had a blast here when I was a kid. This was one of the transformative places. I knew I wanted to be a musician, but this is the place where a lot of the desires and aspirations cemented themselves and sort of crystallized. It was a whole year of awe, of hope, and discovery and adventure, and that feeling has not stopped. So to return to the place where it all happened and to see that there are kids now still going through that same energy, so I find that very encouraging.
When you're putting together a program, you mentioned that you took into consideration the East meets West theme.
Mm-hmm.
When you're working with a youth orchestra, what process do you go through to decide what to put in front of them?
Just by experience, I have worked a lot with youth orchestras of different levels, but I do expect a high level here. And so there is a risk element. I won't lie, because every year is different. So with these pieces that I chose, I always think of, well, there should be one main dish, one of the standard masterworks that hopefully for them would be the first time, or for the majority of them would be the first time. And then from there, sort of filling in the gaps and completing it to make it a whole, sort of a wholesome experience for them. So there's discovery. I want to be introducing them to sounds from different places, from different worlds and different perspectives. And I think with that, two short pieces that are somewhat linked thematically, and then La Mer as the first time ever that they get to play it, I think that's the way to go.
Carlos Izcaray conducts the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in music by John Adams and Claude Debussy. Either come to campus and listen in Kresge Auditorium or tune in online or on the air. That's Classical IPR this Sunday at 8 p.m.